Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and as part of Team WWL, we continue to follow Hurricane Francine, which reached Category 2 as it was coming ashore. Maximum sustained winds were 100 miles per hour. Those will diminish a little bit, but still very, very strong winds for the area just past the coast. And once it hits the New Orleans area, we're still going to have very, very strong winds. And this is a storm to continue to take very, very seriously. And a tornado watch does remain in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. If you do want to join us with a comment about anything that you have experienced or anything that you're experiencing right now, best I can tell is, Morgan City is in the middle of the really rough part right now, and it's starting to just move into the Thibodaux area. If you're in Thibodaux, you're starting to experience that. And then as it continues to move, it will reach into Des Almonds and then ultimately into the greater New Orleans area. The roughest part is not here yet, and let's just hope we all get through it. You know, let's hope we get through without losing power, but that's not likely. So, you know, you always have to be prepared in these situations to be without power. And I hope you took care of things as best you could. All right. Peyton Malone joins us on WWL, WWL TV meteorologist. Peyton, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon to you.
You know, I often run into you in fun situations, and that's always great because quite often, I talk to Chris Franklin only when there's an emergency or disaster going on. So it's nice to run into you in other situations, but it's also great to have you with your expertise when it comes to the weather. Tell us the latest on Hurricane Francine.
Yeah, that 4 p.m. advisory that just dropped, bumping it up to a Category 2 storm, doing one of those things that we have seen in the past, one of these Gulf storms doing this sudden intensification right at landfall. And so winds right now are sustained at 100 miles per hour, and it looks like that center is going to be coming on shore right there in Terrebonne Parish here within the next hour or so.
What can we expect, and when can we expect it in the New Orleans area?
You know, over the next several hours, the winds will steadily get stronger. I'm looking out the window right now, and the trees are moving a bit more. We're starting to see wind gusts over 40 miles an hour, especially at the lakefront. So as we get into the evening hours, it's 4 o'clock now. I think by 6 o'clock, we'll really start to feel some tropical storm force winds in the metro. And then the worst winds in the city will likely be from sunset into the early parts of the overnight hour. So 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock. I think those winds are really going to start to crank across the New Orleans metro.
And what do you think the wind strength will be, the sustained wind strength, when it hits New Orleans?
Well, you know, with it coming in at 100 mile per hour now sustained, we're not expecting them to be that strong here. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see widespread wind gusts of 50 to 70 miles per hour as the storm moves through. The thing is, the forward speed of this thing is about 17 to 18 miles an hour. And that is enough forward motion to where we will see those winds penetrate further inland just simply because it has that forward motion. So those winds are able to reach into the New Orleans area before it really, really starts that weakening process.
So Peyton, the faster it goes, the less likely it is to diminish sooner?
Yeah, well, it's more so that those winds, they already have that forward momentum to get pushed inland, where you have a slow-moving storm, those forward winds are going to slowly travel in. But with this thing coming in, you know, shy of 20 miles an hour, those tropical storm and even hurricane wind gusts can penetrate further inland initially.
You know, every storm has its own personality. So from the standpoint of a meteorologist, talk about the personality of Hurricane Francine.
You know, I joked today and I said, this is Zeta's evil twin is what it is. You remember Zeta in 2020?
No, I don't remember much about Zeta, and I guess it's because there wasn't much damage.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of power outages with Zeta. So Zeta was the storm of 2020. 2020, the storm where we were in the cone 8 times.
Yeah.
This one was the one right before Halloween. And remember, it was like 50 degrees after the hurricane, and it knocked out power all across the metro, except right here in the French Quarter. And we had a nice cool day the next day, and it was like 50 degrees, so it wasn't a bad deal that we didn't all have power.
Yeah.
But it came in as a Category 2, a strong Cat 2, Cat 3 right there, about Lafourche, Terrebonne Parish, moved right over the city. We had the eye right over the city at sunset. It was gorgeous and orange, and it was out of here by that night. It moved through quickly.
So you say that it's Zeta's evil twin, a good way to describe it, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're expected to have a nice weekend.
Yeah, honestly, by tomorrow afternoon, I think low humidity's coming in. We'll have the breeze still. But by tomorrow, Francine's going to be up around Jackson in the morning. And then we're talking like 7, 8 a.m. And then by tomorrow night, it's up around Memphis. And that's going to pull in some drier behind it. So we'll have some lower humidity here. And if you do lose power, at least the overnight hours will have some relief from the humidity. Yeah. The afternoons will be in the 80s the next few days.
Yeah, the other good thing is it's not like 90 plus. If we do lose power, it won't be as bad as it could be.
I know, and that's something we're trying to find the silver linings and losing power at this point.
Hey, before I let you go, Peyton Malone, let me ask you about how's your cousin Post doing?
Post doing, you know, great. He hadn't sent me the check, though, so I'm waiting on that.
All right, Peyton, I watch you in the morning on WWL, so I appreciate the information.
Of course, we'll be on all night, too. I'll be back in around midnight with updates for you on TV.
All right. Peyton Malone, cousin of Post Malone, thanks for being with us. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So for New Orleans, between like 7, 8, 9, 10, that's the area when we're going to get the strongest weather. If you're on the North Shore, you'll get it a little bit after that. But right now, from what I can see on radar, Morgan City is really a point, like a point zero, like the point where the most activity is happening. And it looks like it's getting close. I would think Thibodeau is starting to feel it now. If you're in Thibodeau, you should be feeling that now, getting close to Des Almonds. And then it's not going to be long before it crosses the river and it's in the New Orleans area. I want to take just a moment to mention that today is September the 11th, 9/11. This is when America was attacked. And without going into details about the attack, we all know about that. We all know how we were taken by surprise. America had let its guard down. And without getting into all of that, we know how tragic that moment was. We all know where we were when that happened on this day. But there was such a positive thing that came out of that. Americans came together, and we were seen as one nation. We're not that today, and it's really sad. And I don't want to get into politics here, but this is September the 11th, and we can at least take a moment to remember how we were after 9/11 as a country. You know, we came together, and politics didn't matter. And George W. Bush was the president of the United States. He wasn't the president of the United States for the Republicans. He was the president of the United States. And it's a shame that it took something like that to bring us together. It's even more of a shame that it doesn't last very long, because it didn't last forever. And pretty soon we were divided into politics, divided in politics more so than ever. And today, we are more divided than ever. So just think about how we were when we came together after 9/11 as a country. And then also think about how we are right now. Politics doesn't matter. We're all in this together. We're trying to get through this storm. And here on WWL, there are people who don't always agree with me. But yet, it's not about politics right now. We're coming together to do the best we can to inform you about Hurricane Francine, a storm that is going to cause damage, that is going to be a real inconvenience for a lot of people. And we're doing the best we can to inform you. And we don't care about politics. I don't care what political party you're affiliated with. I don't care what your political views are. I just want to do the best I can to inform you and help you through this. And the work that I do here on the air is also the work that it represents, the work that a lot of people behind the scenes are doing. And I'll continue to talk about all of those people, including Coleman, who is our studio producer. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I will be getting to some of your text messages coming up here. But the latest 4 o'clock update on Hurricane Francine. Hurricane Francine became a Category 2 storm just as it was approaching the coast. It's moving ashore now. Maximum sustained winds were 100 miles per hour. And Peyton Malone is thinking a gust in the city, 50 to 70 miles an hour. And we're going to feel most of that. Maybe starting around 6 o'clock, we'll start to feel it. But between 7, 8, 9, and 10 is when we're going to feel most of the effects of it. At some point, I'm going to go outside And I'll do a video, and I'll post it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and I'm sure it will be shared on the WWL Radio Facebook page as well. All right, we're going to come back with more as we continue our coverage of Hurricane Francine, who again became a Cat 2. Won't stay that way long, and the best news is Hurricane Francine is kicking ass through our area, moving through at a rapid pace. And some of you may remember Zeta. I really don't remember Zeta very much, and I think that's because it didn't really affect me that much. But Peyton Malone at Channel 4 said Hurricane Francine is Zeta's evil twin. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. The storm will someday end, and hey, listen, Hurricane Francine is booking it through this area. If this were going through Golden Meadow, it would definitely be pulled over, you know, because they like to pull you over for speeding in Golden Meadow. Just be aware of that if you ever travel down to Grand Isle through Golden Meadow. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us, and we continue with our live coverage of Hurricane Francine. Moving ashore now, and Peyton Malone just told us a few moments ago that by about 6 o'clock, the New Orleans area should be experiencing tropical storm force winds. But again, if you're in Morgan City, you're in it right now. You're starting to get it in Thibodeau, and it's getting close to Des Almonds. And you know, again, if you're parallel to any of those cities, you know that you're going to be getting the force of this storm. Also, the New Orleans area will get the worst of what this storm has to offer between 7, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I've got a few texts to get to coming up in just a few minutes. Coleman is our studio producer, and just a lot of people to thank. Steve Geller, the WWL sports director, is in here, part of our team, and he's producing the show today as well. Eric DeRosha, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, director of St. James Parish Emergency Preparedness. Eric, did I pronounce your last name right?
It's close enough.
DeRosha. You know, I should have taken French, but I especially living in this area, I should have taken French. DeRosha.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Eric, all right, listen, tell us about St. James Parish. What have you experienced, and what do you expect?
Right now, so far, it's just light rain and some gusty winds coming in, but we are very near to getting the full brunt of the eye within the next hour or two as Francine moves in and tracks up with his northeast. So we pretty much have everything set, and we're riding out and doing what we need to do. We just want to make sure residents stay put, hunker down, don't go out and try to go out and look at things, you know, be mindful of what's going on, be careful, you know, down power lines and such, especially after the storm. And that's maybe mixed in with trees and when they're trying to do cleanup.
All right, you feel like the people of St. James Parish are paying attention to that?
Yes, I feel confident the residents of the parish are doing that, and they're taking their necessary precautions and doing what they need to. You know, this is not our first rodeo here. You know, 3 years ago we had Ida. We were very, very fortunate. We had no injuries dealing with the storm, or major injuries that were. But we had one death due to, complications with carbon monoxide and such. But yeah, as far as safety and cleaning up, that was good, you know.
Now, you also have Pete Dufresne, president of St. James Parish, with you, correct?
Yes, he's in here with me also.
Okay. Yes, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Sure, Pete. So how's it going in St. James Parish? You feel like people are paying attention to the idea of staying off the road?
You know, yes, I do. I do feel like people are paying attention. You know, to my knowledge, all of the grocery stores and the gas stations are closed at this time. They've been, I think the last one closed at 2 p.m. And that alone give everyone a reason not to travel.
Right.
We did not issue a mandatory mandatory curfew, but we were asking residents to find wherever you're going to hunker down at and ride the storm out to be at that place for early afternoon, you know, 1-2 o'clock at the latest. And it seems like everybody's been respecting that position that we've taken with that. And we asking residents again, you know, should we experience interruptions in cell phone services or things like that, let's just just consider no news is good news. It's not a good idea to go just to go ride and check on friends or family because you can't get to them if cellular service or anything is, happens to go out. Because the last thing we want to do is cause any reason to put our rescue workers and our emergency personnel in harm's way, having to go rescue someone in the storm, you know. So we're asking everyone to please stay sheltered in place until the conditions are safe to travel, you know, after the storm passes.
Pete, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for St. James Parish? And is there a specific area of the parish that poses a challenge for you?
Right. Well, yeah. So actually, my biggest concern at the moment is because St. James Parish is on that northeast quadrant, you know, I'm fearful of any tornadoes that may spin off of that circulation. We all know there's absolutely nothing we can do to prevent that. But that would be my biggest fear right now. And then other than that, is, you know, depending on the path and the travel, this tide surge and rising waters coming from the either on the east bank, either from the Lake Pontchartrain through Lake Maurepaugh into the Blind River Basin, or from the west bank, you know, it comes right up through Lafitte and in the Barataria Basin into Lake Salvador and Lake DeZalman, and that puts water right into the Vashri, South Vashri community on the west bank of St. James. So those two things right now is my biggest concerns for St. James Parish would be the threat of tornadoes or a rise in surface levels, you know, with the high tide.
And Eric, from a logistical standpoint, you're prepared? The St. James Parish is prepared for the storm?
Yes, we are prepared. We have all our assets. We got high water vehicles ready between the parish and sheriff's office and fire department. We got some boats. We have high water vehicles to do anything that we may need in the event we do have a lot of storm surge that does come in.
Yeah. I mean, what if somebody go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pete.
No, go ahead. I was going to say we also do have operations personnel sheltered, or both different crews on the east bank and the west bank, that they have chainsaws and tractors and front-end loaders with all the necessary tools that we need to be able to cut and push trees or debris off of the roadways should that need arise. We are ready to do that as soon as the storm passes and at first light. So we should be able to get in shape pretty quickly after the storm passes.
Let's say somebody went into labor during the storm. Would you be able to get them to a hospital?
Acadian Ambulance is here. They're actually in the EOC. They actually have units throughout. And Acadian's policy, when 40-mile-an-hour winds come into play, the ambulances cannot ride on the road because of safety of the ambulances and high-side vehicles. You know, Sheriff's Office, we've had that situation during Katrina where somebody went in labor and they ended up putting them in the back of a sheriff's office unit and got them to the hospital. But, you know, you got to watch the conditions because the conditions may not allow us to do that this time. You don't know what that situation looks like at that time.
Well, Pete Dufresne and Eric DeRosh, I hope I got close to that, from St. James Parish. Thank you guys for being with us. And if you have any information that you want to pass on, please feel free to call us here at WWL, and we'll make sure we get the information to everybody in St. James Parish.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sure. All right, thanks. Let's see. Let's get to a couple of these text messages. Here's a text that says, "No, I'm not going to read that one because it's about politics and September the 11th." Yeah, I mean, look, I just wanted to mention, and I think we can mention something like September the 11th on the anniversary, even though we're dealing with a storm. I think we can mention something like that and mention how great this country was right after that, such a feeling of unity, you know, without getting into a political discussion. And anybody that wants to start a political discussion, don't use the phone, because we need to use the phone only when we need to right now. But hopefully you've got some friends or family members, and if they want to talk to you, maybe you can get to a conversation with them about that. But we're not going to get to that today. Here is a text that says, gusts have picked up considerably as the strength of the storm and the strength of the rain, and they're in Bayou Vista, and Bayou Vista is just west of Berwick.
Berwick?
Yeah, isn't that the town that's just outside of Chicago that Svengoolie always talks about?
I believe it is.
Berwick must be like a Bogalusa is to New Orleans. Berwick is to Chicago. Hey, look, come on. I watch it Saturday nights. Almost every Saturday night, it was a routine that I started during the pandemic when nobody could go anywhere. And Saturday night, I just started watching Svengoolie. Kind of like our Morgus. I mean, to me, not as good as Morgus. But he does movie wraparounds, and it's real corny. I mean, Morgus was a lot better because Morgus had a storyline with his stuff. But Svengoolie, I enjoyed watching these old movies, especially the old classic movies.
So, all right, you already said that you like Morgus the Magnificent better than Svengoolie.
Yeah.
What about Elvira and Svengoolie?
Oh, I like Elvira better than Morgus or Svengoolie. I mean, Elvira, you know, I'd like to take her to lunch. I think I'd have corned beef and cleavage. Elvira is pretty sexy. All right, so, the storm, Hurricane Francine, became a Cat 2 before it hit the coast with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. The good news is, by the time it reaches New Orleans, some of those winds are going to go away. And I hope those of you who are getting the worst of it, I hope it's not that bad. I hope you're doing okay. And I'm talking about Morgan City and just the whole area around Morgan City, and then now Thibodaux, because all these areas are being hit. But let's find out how things are to the west of New Orleans. And the mayor of Lake Charles, Nick Hunter, joins us on WWL. Nick, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for the offer. And look, I want to say straight up that I'm here to offer some perspective on storms, but this particular incident with Francine is meaning very little to us right now because we are way out of the zone at this moment. So we're doing fine over here in Southwest Louisiana.
And is it even raining?
No, I'm looking out my window right now and it's not raining, and there's a few leaves that are fluttering, but you never ever want to wish any bad weather on anybody. However, we had a really rough 2020 and 2021.
I remember.
So I was happy that we did not bear the brunt of this.
You know, I hate to ask this question because it's probably a stupid question, but I mean, I've gone through Lake Charles, but I've never actually gotten off the interstate. Is there actually a Lake Charles?
There is. If you drive down I-10 and you turn, if you're heading west and you turn to your left and look south off the I-10, Interstate 10, you will see Lake Charles.
Yeah. That is Lake Charles. All right, so, you know, I know you guys really went through it. I mean, there was like a rapid succession, and you guys really got hit a couple of times. So from your perspective, what positive message do you have for people who are going through this right now?
Well, just as a Gulf Coast community, I would say that we have to be very honest with ourselves that these types of events are not going to just happen every 20 or so years. You know, you can call it whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of politically charged words and some terms that some people think are foolishness, but call it what you want. I mean, we are getting hurricanes more often, and we've got to admit that. And so moving forward, the thing that we focus very heavily on post-2020 and 2021 is resilience. And I know that's a kind of cliche term, but we have spent hundreds of millions of dollars, a lot of it thanks to FEMA, some of it thanks to HUD, on strengthening our infrastructure, our drainage, our utilities, our water and wastewater. And so I think as a community along the Gulf Coast, that's what we've got to focus on. Housing, fortified gold standards, making sure that we're building back to the appropriate level of strength. And those are things, some of the silver linings over the hell we went through in 2020 and 21 for us.
Yeah, I felt so badly about the Lake Charles community, and you know, you're just recovering and boom, you get hit again. And you know, when you talk about resilience, I don't think we should downplay the meaning of that word through this area, because you'd have to be resilient to go through that not once but twice, and then to have the courage and the energy to come back again, that says a lot.
Well, it does. And for a lot of America, some people will look at South Louisiana and just think, well, you know, New Orleans is just a party city for tourists. You know, the South Louisiana coast is just camps for people that want to go fishing or crabbing. But the truth is that, I mean, we power this nation. We power a great portion of this world with our LNG export facilities, with people that are working the docks, with people that are working at the ports. So this nation needs the Gulf Coast. This nation needs South Louisiana. It's not just about people living in Lake Charles or people living in New Orleans. We need these areas to be strong for our entire nation and really international energy relations.
What's the biggest challenge you have as mayor of Lake Charles?
As mayor of Lake Charles, I would say that the recovery money, the federal money hitting the streets, is very slow. In our case, it took us over 400 days to get supplemental federal disaster aid after Hurricane Laura hit. Just as a little comparison, it took New Orleans 10 days after Hurricane Katrina. You know, and look, you guys needed it. I was very happy when New Orleans finally started to get some of the help it needed, but we didn't quite have the political bandwidth. We didn't quite have the population numbers. So for us, money is finally starting to hit the streets. We finally got a commensurate and equitable response from the federal government. But recovery is a slow process, and especially when you add on a year and a half additional of federal delays, you want things to be happening yesterday. So we've made a lot of strides. I'm very happy and proud of the strides we've made, but we still have a lot of strides to make. And so there's still some blue tarps out there. There's still some neighborhoods that look like Laura hit yesterday. And we're working towards those and try to address those as quickly as we can.
Yeah, that really wasn't fair that Lake Charles had to fight so hard for the money. And for my regular show from 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL, I've got a lot of listeners in Lake Charles. I don't know how many people there want to admit they listen, but they do listen, and we get calls from Lake Charles. Nick Hunter, mayor of Lake Charles, thanks for the perspective, and thanks for your kind thoughts. And I hope things are good for you in Lake Charles.
And our prayers for you guys to the east. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. All right. If you want to join us, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Now, look, you see all this rain, and some people have a negative attitude toward rain. But I don't know whether you realize this, but there really is a very positive aspect to rain. So, you know, we can have a positive attitude about the rain. Let's hope we get through Francine, and I'm Scoot, and we continue our live coverage of Hurricane Francine moving ashore right now. And this is WWL. And many of you are riding the storm out. I hope it goes well for you. Hey, does anybody know, was Jim Cantore sent to Morgan City? Because it looks like Morgan City is just really getting hit really hard right now. Did the Weather Channel say
that? But I'm not sure. Let me check.
Yeah, I just got an email from a friend of mine, and it appears as if Jim Cantore might have been in Morgan City. Because, you know, look, where the Weather Channel sends Jim Cantore, you know you're in trouble. I mean, if Jim Cantore shows up in your city and a storm is approaching, it's time to just get the hell out of there, because it usually hits right where he is. Well, it's not that he attracts it. It's that the Weather Channel figures out where the storm's going to go, and he's like their star guy. He's like their starting quarterback. So they send him. They send him there. Look, you know, we're expecting a nice weekend, so let's deal with whatever we have to deal with a positive attitude. And you know, I know it's such a bummer if you lose power, if you lose electricity. In fact, if you haven't done it yet, charge your phones right now. And what I would do is I would keep the phone charger in the wall and in the phone. I even if your phone's totally charged, if you're going to use your phone, I wouldn't want to take any energy off that phone. Keep that battery as high as it can be.
Okay, so here's something funny. I was Googling where's, and I just put J, and it automatically auto-populated and says, where's Jim Cantore right now? Seriously, like if you put in where's Jim, everything will just automatically pop up where's Jim. And as far as 23 hours ago, it was reported he was in Morgan City 23 hours ago.
Well,
so I'm not sure how recent, where he is now, but last time this little thing checked.
Well, that explains it, because Morgan City was hit really hard. Yeah, I'm watching some of the reporters on Channel 4, and some of them seem to be struggling with standing up straight. You know, a couple of them look like they might be a little intoxicated, but they're not. I mean, it's just that they're kind of wobbling. You know, they kind of have that wobble motion because of the wind. And I don't know whether you've really tried to stand up in the wind of a storm. I remember I went outside of our studio during Hurricane Ida, and I was blown. I could not stand still. I could not just stand. I mean, I braced myself. I'm leaning into the wind, and I could not stand still. So I'm going to do this a little bit later. I'll post some things on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and they might share that on the WWL Radio Facebook page as well.
Well, you know what, Scoot? So I don't really like thin women. You know, I kind of like my women a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
And one of the criteria is for dating me is like you have to be able to stand outside in the Cat 1.
Oh,
and
be okay.
Able to stay. If you get blown away in the Cat 1, you're probably too frail for me. I need a woman with some meat on her bones.
Well, you know, that's a good criteria, although you don't get a chance to test them very often, do you? Listen, so go outside right now. Let's see. I'll date you if you can stand up in the storm. And WWL is kind of a dormitory. We're all hanging out here. I brought some of my personal food. And they do have food in the back. And I'll do a quick tour of the station after the show, and we'll post that on Facebook as well. You know, what we do is do the best we can to bring you up to the minute, up to the second information on a hurricane. We're always with you before, during, like right now, during, and after a storm. And some of our neighbors to the south are feeling the brunt of Hurricane Francine right now. New Orleans expected to really start to, in about an hour and 10, 15 minutes, we should start to feel the tropical storm force winds in New Orleans. And then the brunt of the storm will hit New Orleans, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in that area. So it's something that will start and will be sustained for a period of time. And then there's the eye. But don't run away when you experience the eye. I mean, don't run outside and stay outside because it's not over. You know, don't think it's over when you reach the eye of the storm. All right. Longshore Man joins us on WWL. Hey, Longshore Man, welcome to the show. Tell me what you're experiencing right now.
Well, Scoot, it's Longshore Man, but that's okay, brother.
Longshore Man?
Right now, I'm in... Longshoreman.
Longshoreman. Yeah, okay, County. I got it.
You got it, brother. It's we're getting a lot of rain over here. I know we got a little ways to go, and I'm not trying to joke around and not take this thing serious because we've all been through a lot of these, and they can be bad, and sometimes they cannot be that bad. And I think we're going to all be all right. I hate to hear that some of those people down there in the lower part of the country in Louisiana getting a little hammered right now. But look, Jim Cantore is probably at having a hurricane right now. On Bourbon Street at Pat O'Brien's, and he'll probably be heading to Rick's Cabaret after that.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've followed in those footsteps.
Yeah, I know you have, Scoot. I know you. No, but look, everybody just be safe out there, and I think we're going to be okay. And look, let's go kick the cowgirls' ass this Sunday.
Boy, wouldn't that be special? It would be so special for the Saints, and the Saints do well on the road, so there's a possibility the Cowgirls might take the Saints lightly. I mean, the Saints could go in there, and I mean, they could win that game Sunday, and that would be incredible.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Scoot. Yeah, we got to do it, man. It'd be nice to start out the season 2-0, especially against the Cowgirls and for Bobby. And if Bobby said if they beat the Cowgirls, we're going to have a parade.
That would be nice. Not that we need any more parades, but hell, if there's a parade, I'll go. All right, Longshoreman, you stay safe. All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Here's a text confirming Jim Cantore is live in Morgan City right now. Well, some people are listening to our show and listening to WWL, and they're not listening to watching Cantore. Cantore was in Morgan City an hour ago. So, yeah, I guess he's still there, and maybe he's on right now. Somebody sent in a text about Nash Roberts. Nash Roberts, remember Nash Roberts, the weather guy? Nash Roberts. Used to do the weather, and they had this, it was a map that had like a plastic front on it. And Nash Roberts had this black grease pencil. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it, like a grease pen, pencil, whatever. And he would literally, like, draw in the cold front and show you where the cold front was. He would literally, like, write down, you know, 88 degrees. And he would do arrows. This is the way the wind is blowing. He would draw on the map. It was just so different than it is today. And I don't think Nash Roberts had any benefits of any paths of storms. I mean, they had some general information, but, you know, they didn't have weather models back then. I mean, Nash just went in there and forecasted the forecast based on what he saw. So, you know, it was just a whole different time. I mean, so crude compared to today. But wouldn't it be fun if a meteorologist today, like, went on a map and just had a pen and, like, you know, like, just drew the stationary front or the cold front on the map?
I think there's this guy on TikTok, or I can't remember who he is, but you can tell he was a bit on the spectrum, but he didn't have any equipment or nothing, but he can stand somewhere and just give you an accurate forecast. I guess he just felt the wind on his face. I forget the kid's name, but he was like a little kid. Maybe he was autistic or something, but he sat there and he predicted the weather, and it's like most of the time it was accurate. He's like, yeah, it's going to be this, that, and he didn't have any pens or nothing. He just felt it.
Wow. Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, the storm continues to move ashore, and, you know, a lot of you are feeling the most severe effects of this storm, which was a Category 2, as many predicted it. It was predicted there would be a Cat 2 by the time it reached the shore of Louisiana, and that happened, but it's quickly dropping down. The sustained winds were 100 miles per hour. Some of you felt that. Some of you are not far from the coast are feeling just still really strong winds and a lot of rain, and this area has been saturated, so there could be some flooding, so keep all of that in mind. And the best thing to do is just take a look at your surroundings. Wherever you are, stay there. I mean, isn't it nice that you don't have to go anywhere? I mean, there was that positive side of the pandemic where it was kind of nice that, you know, you didn't have a choice. You kind of were forced to relax. You were forced to, like, do nothing. So, you know, hopefully this is not serious. Hopefully there's no damage. There'll be a little damage because it's a storm. But hopefully it's not too serious. And hopefully many of you that don't have damage can just use this as a time to just kind of relax a little bit. Kick back and enjoy the wrath of nature. And nobody can sing it better than Etta James. Yeah, if you can, enjoy this time of doing nothing. But, you know, it's going to hit New Orleans. The brunt of this is going to hit New Orleans about dusk, about the time it's getting dark. And there's something always a little more frightening about a storm at night. But we're going to be with you for the entire time, and hopefully things work out just great. I'm Scoot on the air following Hurricane Francine on WWL. As Hurricane Francine moves ashore in Louisiana, we continue to track the storm here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. Hey, you know, you can always send me And many of you are riding the storm out. I hope it goes well for you. Hey, does anybody know, was Jim Cantore sent to Morgan City? Because it looks like Morgan City is just really getting hit really hard right now. Did the Weather Channel
say that? But I'm not sure. Let me check.
Yeah, I just got an email from a friend of mine, and it appears as if Jim Cantore might have been in Morgan City. Because, you know, look, where the Weather Channel sends Jim Cantore, you know you're in trouble. I mean, if Jim Cantore shows up in your city and a storm is approaching, it's time to just get the hell out of there, because it usually hits right where he is. Well, it's not that he attracts it. It's that the Weather Channel figures out where the storm's going to go, and he's like their star guy. He's like their starting quarterback. So they send him there. Look, you know, we're expecting a nice weekend. So let's deal with whatever we have to deal with a positive attitude. And, you know, I know it's such a bummer if you lose power, if you lose electricity. In fact, if you haven't done it yet, charge your phones right now. And what I would do is I would keep the phone charger in the wall and in the phone. I even if your phone's totally charged, if you're going to use your phone, I wouldn't want to take any energy off that phone. Keep that battery as high as it can be.
Okay, so here's something funny. I was Googling where's, and I just put J, and it automatically auto-populated and says, where's Jim Cantore right
Seriously?
Now? Seriously, like if you put in where's Jim, everything will just automatically pop up where's Jim. And as far as 23 hours ago, it was reported he was in Morgan City 23 hours ago.
Well,
so I'm not sure how recent, where he is now, but last time this little thing checked.
Well, that explains it, because Morgan City was hit really hard. Yeah, I'm watching some of the reporters on Channel 4, and some of them seem to be struggling with standing up straight. You know, a couple of them look like they might be a little intoxicated, but they're not. I mean, it's just that they're kind of wobbling. You know, they kind of have that wobble motion because of the wind. And I don't know whether you've really tried to stand up in the wind of a storm. I remember I went outside of our studio during Hurricane Ida, and I was blown. I could not stand still. I could not just stand. I mean, I braced myself. I'm leaning into the wind, and I could not stand still. So I'm going to do this a little bit later. I'll post some things on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and they might share that on the WWL Radio Facebook page as well.
Well, you know what, Scoot? So I don't really like thin women. You know, I kind of like my women a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
And one of the criteria is for dating me is like you have to be able to stand outside in the Cat 1.
Oh,
and
be okay.
Able to stay. If you can't, if you get blown away in the Cat 1, you're probably too frail for me. I need a woman with some meat on her bones.
Well, you know, that's a good criteria, although you don't get a chance to test them very often, do you? Listen, so go outside right now. Let's see. I'll date you if you can stand up in the storm. And WWL is kind of a dormitory. We're all hanging out here. I brought some of my personal food. And they do have food in the back. And I'll do a quick tour of the station after the show, and we'll post that on Facebook as well. You know, what we do is do the best we can to bring you up to the minute, up to the second information on a hurricane. We're always with you before, during, like right now, during, and after a storm. And some of our neighbors to the south are feeling the brunt of Hurricane Francine right now. New Orleans expected to really start to, in about an hour and 10, 15 minutes, we should start to feel the tropical storm force winds in New Orleans. And then the brunt of the storm will hit New Orleans, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in that area. So it's something that will start and will be sustained for a period of time, and then there's the eye. But don't run away when you experience the eye. I mean, don't run outside and stay outside, because it's not over. You know, don't think it's over when you reach the eye of the storm. All right, Longshore Man joins us on WWL. Hey, Longshore Man, welcome to the show. Tell me what you're experiencing right now.
Well, Scoot, it's a Longshoreman, but that's okay, brother.
Longshoreman?
Right now, I'm in. Longshoreman.
Longshoreman. Yeah, okay, County. I got it.
You got it, brother. It's we're getting a lot of rain over here. I know we got a little ways to go, and I'm not trying to joke around and not take this thing serious, because we've all been through a lot of these, and they can be bad, and sometimes they cannot be that bad. And I think we're going to all be all right. I hate to hear that some of those people down there in the lower part of the country in Louisiana getting a little hammered right now. But look, Jim Cantore is probably at having a hurricane right now on Bourbon Street at Pat O'Brien's, and he'll probably be heading to Rick's Cabaret after that.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've followed in those footsteps.
Yeah, I know you have, Scoot. I know you. No, but look, everybody just be safe out there, and I think we're going to be okay. And look, let's go kick the cowgirls' ass this Sunday.
Boy, wouldn't that be special? It would be so special for the Saints, and the Saints do well on the road, so there's a possibility the Cowboys, Cowgirls might take the Saints lightly. I mean, the Saints could go in there, and I mean, they could win that game Sunday, and that would be incredible.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Scoot. Yeah, we got to do it, man. It'd be nice to start out the season 2-0, especially against the Cowgirls, and for Bobby. And if Bobby said if they beat the Cowgirls, we're going to have a parade.
That would be nice. Not that we need any more parades, but hell, if there's a parade, I'll go. All right, Longshoreman, you stay safe. All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Here's a text confirming Jim Cantore is live in Morgan City right now. Well, some people are listening to our show and listening to WWL, and they're not listening to watching Cantore. Cantore was in Morgan City an hour ago. So, yeah, I guess he's still there, and maybe he's on right now. Somebody sent in a text about Nash Roberts. Nash Roberts, remember Nash Roberts, the weather guy? Nash Roberts used to do the weather, and they had this, it was a map that had like a plastic front on it, and Nash Roberts had this black grease pencil. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it, like a grease pencil, whatever. And he would literally like draw in the cold front and show you where the cold front was. He would literally like write down, 88 degrees, and he would do arrows. This is the way the wind is blowing. He would draw on the map. It was just so different than it is today. And I don't think Nash Roberts had any benefits of any paths of storms. I mean, they had some general information, but they didn't have weather models back then. I mean, Nash just went in there and forecasted the forecast based on what he saw. So it was just a whole different time. I mean, so crude compared to today. But wouldn't it be fun if a meteorologist today like went on a map and just had a pen and just drew the stationary front or the cold front on the map?
I think there's this guy on TikTok, or I can't remember who he is, but you can tell he was a bit on the spectrum, but he didn't have any equipment or nothing, but he can stand somewhere and just give you an accurate forecast. I guess he just felt the wind on his face. I forget the kid's name, but he was like a little kid. Maybe he was autistic or something, but he sat there and
wow.
He predicted the weather, and it's like most of the time it was accurate. He's like, yeah, it's going to be this, that, and he have any pens or nothing. He just felt it.
Wow. Interesting. All right. Well, yeah, the storm continues to move ashore, and a lot of you are feeling the most severe effects of this storm, which was a category 2, as many predicted it. It was predicted there would be a cat 2 by the time it reached the shore of Louisiana, and that happened, but it's quickly dropping down. The sustained winds were 100 miles per hour. Some of you felt that. Some of you not far from the coast are feeling just still really strong winds and a lot of rain, and this area has been saturated, so there could be some flooding, so keep all of that in mind. And the best thing to do is just take a look at your surroundings. Wherever you are, stay there. I mean, isn't it nice that you don't have to go anywhere? I mean, there was that positive side of the pandemic where it was kind of nice that, you didn't have a choice. You kind of were forced to relax. You were forced to, do nothing. So, hopefully this is not serious. Hopefully there's no damage. There'll be a little damage because it's a storm. But hopefully it's not too serious. And hopefully many of you that don't have damage can just use this as a time to just kind of relax a little bit, kick back and enjoy the wrath of nature. And nobody can sing it better than Etta James. Yeah, if you can, enjoy this time of doing nothing, but it's going to hit New Orleans. The brunt of this is going to hit New Orleans about dusk, about the time it's getting dark. And there's something always a little more frightening about a storm at night. But we're going to be with you for the entire time, and hopefully things work out just great. I'm Scoot on the air following Hurricane Francine on WWL. As Hurricane Francine moves ashore in Louisiana, we continue to track the storm here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. Hey, you can always send me a direct message, a personal message that I'll get, and I answer all of my messages. If I don't get to them right away, I apologize for that. But if I haven't gotten to you, I will get to your messages. Just go to my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And if you haven't joined us yet, I hope you will. It's fun. I mean, it's fun if you like a little conflict, because there's a little conflict on there sometimes. A lot of it is political. Comment on the things that we post, and also comment on the comments. That's the fun part, when somebody posts something that's just really ignorant or it's based on misinformation, and man, somebody comes right back and just knocks it out of the ballpark. So, yeah, I love when you comment on the comments. Anyway, just go to Scoot on the Air Facebook. So I'm going to do a little video of the station after I finish at 6 o'clock, and then I think Coleman and I are going to be back 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And so we'll deal with the storm at that point. Right now, it's getting close to New Orleans. And I'm Scoot. We'll get an update on the news, and we'll be right back.